What was your reaction the last time you saw a bug? Were you repulsed? Did you try to kill it? Well, that aversion is by no means universal. In Japan, insects can carry a deep cultural weight. In her film, Beetle Queen Conquers Tokyo, Jessica Orick explores that Japanese affection for arthropods, and I'm very pleased to welcome her to our show. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're also the animal keeper at the American Museum of Natural History. Is love of insects part of your job description?
Not necessarily, but it definitely is a benefit.
And insects are included in the animal category, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. They're certainly not mineral or vegetable.
And I've heard that if we didn't keep them at bay, beetles would take over the world. So do insects make up the largest proportion of animals in the world?
Yes, but they are, I really believe that nature has a balance. So they wouldn't necessarily take over. They'd probably keep themselves in check.
When we talk about the Japanese fascination with insects, are we talking about a small subculture, or is love of bugs a kind of a mainstream thing there?
From my own research, it seems like a mainstream thing. The amount of people that travel across the country just to watch the fireflies emerge at dusk or to hear a particular type of cricket sing, it's astounding that it's a major tourist industry.
But we like fireflies, too, and yet we're repulsed by other kinds of bugs. In fact, aren't most cultures kind of terrified by insects, associate them with dirt and disease?
Well, certainly westernized cultures, sort of ones that suffer from the Judeo-Christian syndrome, I like to call it. But in Africa, they eat them, so they can't be that repulsed by them.
In South America as well.
Yes.
So, but in Japan, they do something else. You start off your film with a kid wanting to buy a very expensive beetle.
Yes, it's a multi-million-dollar industry. Not only beetles, but also dragonflies and butterflies, and people love them there. I mean, if you not only is it pets, but if you want to buy chopsticks with beetles on them, or you know, a swimsuit with a beetle on it, you name it, they have it in beetle theme.
And beetles, B-E-E-T-L-E.
Yes.
They're the preferred insect.
Well, right now, everything, it sort of goes in fads. You know, it's sometimes dragonflies are more popular, sometimes fireflies, but in the past 20 years, beetles have had a huge increase.
The title of your film is Beetle Queen Conquers Tokyo. It almost sounds like the title of a monster film. Is that because beetles make great monster film subjects? They have these horns and beaks, and they kind of look like invaders from outer space.
They do, and part of what's interesting about this fear of insects is that they're unfamiliar to us. But once you learn to appreciate them, I've heard people come up to the film and tell me that they think that the beetles are really cute. And afterwards, you know, they have a different perspective. So it's just a matter of familiarity, I think.
Well, beetles can be rather destructive. There are many beetles out there, at least in the United States, that are destroying trees and other crops.
Well, less than 1% of insects are actually destructive to anything human. Most insects don't have any effect on us, and many of them are beneficial. We wouldn't be able to survive without them.
But you're saying in Japan, it's not just the insects. It's not just the beetles. It's images of the beetles. Do they have songs about beetles?
Certainly, songs about all types of insects.
How far back does this go?
Well, it actually started with the creation of the nation state, with the introduction of the wet paddy rice system. It was influenced by Buddhism and Shintoism and all sorts of different art forms throughout the centuries. It really is ingrained in their culture.
Because in Shinto, there's a belief that all things have spirits within them, so you should revere everything?
Yeah. I mean, it's all everything in this Shinto-Buddhist sort of combination that exists in Japan. Everything is incorporated. Every natural thing is incorporated into the deity.
Are they anthropomorphized?
Not the same way that we would do it here in America. They use them to express certain emotions experienced by a person. So in the Tale of Genji, for instance, Genji uses fireflies to express his unrequited love.
Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't have a Jiminy Cricket.
Right, exactly.
Is this something that happens in other cultures? Because I'm thinking about cultures that have reincarnation. The Jains won't kill any insects because they believe that all life is, I don't know what word to use, anyway, to be respected, but it's tied up with reincarnation.
Some of it, yes, absolutely. But I've never encountered a culture that revere insects quite as much as the Japanese, not just religiously, but also in their pop culture.
There's an appreciation of miniaturization in Japanese culture, the bonsai trees, Zen gardens, even haiku poems. Do you think that that somehow extends to insects?
Certainly. I mean, insects are, you know, nature's most ergonomic design, and in Japan, space is, you know, so important that ergonomic design is right up there next to godliness.
Well, there's also in Japan, the people go to see the cherry blossoms. It's really important, perhaps because this is a very urbanized country and people want to reconnect to nature.
Certainly, I think that definitely plays a role in it. There's a, I mean, part of it, though, also is appreciating nature in a different way than we do. We have a cherry blossom here at the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, but it's a little bit different than the ones that they have in Japan.
In what way? Aren't ours as pretty as theirs?
Oh, certainly. Ours are gorgeous, and the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens does a great job, but it becomes much more of a sort of an exhibition than it is an enjoyment of the blossoms.
Although during cherry blossom season, you get an awful lot of Japanese people going to the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens.
Yes.
You follow a couple of insect hunters in the film. Are bugs a big business in Japan?
Yes, quite big, actually. One of our main characters bought a Ferrari with money that he made selling beetles back in the day.
Are all beetles alike, or would he be looking for very specific kinds of beetles?
Beetles are actually priced based on the length of their mandibles. So the larger the beetle, the more the price.
And there's a scene where a young boy wants to buy a very expensive beetle in a shop. His father talks him into buying something which still strikes me as quite expensive for a beetle, but less expensive.
Well, $47, which is what the kid pays, is actually quite inexpensive for a beetle. Back in the 90s, when beetle collecting was at its height, there are news reports of one single beetle specimen selling for as much as 90,000 U.S.
So, 90,000? Was it that rare?
Well, yes, and it was a particularly big specimen, according to the article.
One scene in particular stands out for me, in which a group of kids run up the stairs with their pet beetles and completely ignore the family dog. I thought, well, you can't play fetch with a beetle.
No, you can't. But there is a lot of other things that you can do with beetles. They like to, you know, sort of set them against each other, because beetles, they're sort of bumbling, and they'll bumble across each other and they'll fight with each other in a very sort of, it's endearing to watch. So the kids love to do that.
Do you think that we in the West, who are generally repulsed by insects, have something to learn from the Japanese in this regard?
I should hope so. I think that that a culture that can have an appreciation for something so small and something that most other cultures abhor, it just, you know, I hope that it'll shift people's perspective. I'm not saying that people shouldn't step on the cockroaches that are in their kitchen, but not all insects are bad, for sure.
Do the Japanese also like cockroaches, or is that not a problem in Japan?
No, it's a problem in Japan, and I think that most Japanese people would step on a cockroach if they saw one. But it isn't just about insects. It's also about the beauty of nature and learning different ways to live with nature, not just sort of this domineering way that we have here in the U.S.
How did you even discover the fact that there's this beetle culture, or I guess it's insect culture, in Japan?
Well, I had loved insects since I was very little. So when I found out, I was actually teacher assisting in a class at the American Museum of Natural History, and we had a guest speaker come in, a woman from Japan, who said something about it. And immediately I knew that I had to make a film about it. So I started doing research, and there was nothing in English. It was like God had sent a human to save me, because there was my sister met randomly a Japanese-American entomologist at an airport and put us in touch, and he was very excited about the prospect of making a film together. So we went, and he introduced us to a bunch of his friends that collected beetles and things. So.
Well, it's a fascinating film, but it's also quite visually beautiful, and in fact, all the reviews make that point. And it's your first film, so is this something you'd always wanted to do?
Yeah, well, since I was 14 and I saw David Attenborough's Private Life of Plants, I knew I wanted to make films about nature, but more specifically films about ethnobiology, the way that human cultures interact with the natural world.
The film Beetle Queen Conquers Tokyo begins a one-week engagement at Film Forum this Wednesday. It's running to the 18th, and Jessica Oreck, who is the animal keeper at the American Museum of Natural History and now a filmmaker responsible for Beetle Queen Conquers Tokyo, has joined me today, and I want to thank you so much.
Thank you again.